other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
If it wasn't for the Lord, tell me what would I do? Tell me what would I do? Tell me what would I do? If it wasn't for the Lord, tell me what would I do? He is everything to me. But if it wasn't for the Lord, tell me.
to that noisy church on the air again. The Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten. And we thank and praise God for this opportunity to be able to be coming into your homes, into your cars, or your places of business, or wherever you are at this time, listening to the sound of my voice. We invite you to come and be with us here in service in Brooklyn, New York. Our exact location where we're holding services is 2012 Fulton Street, and that's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues, right here in the beautiful borough of Brooklyn, which is part of New York City. We thank God for you, and especially you. Invite you to come and be with us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m., where God is moving by His Spirit, where the power of God is blessing people, where the power of God is healing people, where the power of God is delivering people. Hallelujah. It's all happening right here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We are a church that believe you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. My friends, if you can produce the faith, God can and God will produce the miracle. Are you sick today? Are you suffering? I want to ask you two questions. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? When Jesus Christ is a healer, He's still healing the sick just like He did over 2,000 years ago. Many right here in the temple have been healed by the power of God. If you're here in the church and been healed by God, say, I have. There's the witness, y'all. God is still doing it today. And whatever your illness is or whatever your sickness is, Jesus Christ can get you healed. Some of you, the devil done jumped on you and made you sick. But God can get him off. Hallelujah. He can get him away from you in the name of Jesus Christ. What I want you to do is stay tuned in for the next few minutes of this broadcast. Amen. And we're going to be praying for you. We're going to be praying the prayer of faith for you. And God's going to get the devil off of you. Hallelujah. God's going to get him away from you. In fact, right now, we're going to stop and ask God to drive the devil away. Hallelujah. Right now, we're going to ask God to heal your body. Right now, we're going to ask God to let you feel better. Drive him away, Lord. Drive on Satan away. Drive him away, Lord. Yeah. sanctuary. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is done. It is done today. That's it, my friends. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Now, if you believe it, you are healed right now. You go back to that doctor that told you you were sick. He's going to tell you that there's been a change in your medical condition. Because Jesus Christ has already done the work. Jesus Christ has healed your body. According to your faith, so be it unto you. Come on and give the Lord another hand clap in Jesus' name. Put those hands together and praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, my friends. God bless you now. God is a good God. And he's done the work for you. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. And I want you to hold on to faith and believe God for your healing. The devil might try to come and tell you ain't healed. You tell that devil, I am healed by the power of God. Praise God. You might not have felt nothing while I prayed. But listen, your problem has been resolved. The devil has been cast out. That's what was causing your problem. He's been cast out. Mm-hmm. Now all you got to do is go on and rejoice in the God of your salvation.
Yes, yes.
You remember years ago, they used to have everything just about in your house was made out of wood. And sometimes you would get to cleaning your furniture or cleaning your floors. And in the midst of cleaning, you'd wind up getting a splinter in your hand. When you get that splinter in your hand, you'd stop what you're doing. And you would go and get a needle. And you'd take that needle and go to the stove and turn the stove on. And then take that needle and hold it over the flame on the stove. And once the needle would get red hot, you would come back and maybe sit down by the table and begin to pick the splinter out of your hand. The splinter was causing you pain. And when you would get that splinter out of your hand, your hand still would be sore. But the thing that caused you the pain was already picked out. Well, it's the same thing with prayer, my friends. The devil that's been causing you misery and causing you pain has been cast out. You might feel the symptoms now of what was there, but it's no longer there. That's why I tell you to believe God that you're healed today. And give him the praise. Hallelujah. Because God has healed your body. Come on and lift those hands and let's give God some praise right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let's praise him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on and thank him. Now, remember, friends, you're listening to that noisy church, better known as the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, on the air today. Why not tell your friends about our radio broadcast? Tell them there's a church that's on the air that's having church like it used to be, church like it ought to be. Coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Amen. We come to you each week on these various radio stations to let you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. Praise God. God has been good to us. Brought us down through the year. Amen. He's given us a chance to bless his name as we go to see another year close out and another year coming in. I want to wish all of you that are listening to us a blessed new year. May the Lord bless you. May the new year be prosperous for you and blessed for you and happy for you. Now, I want to give you a heads up. If you want to have a shown up blessed year, if you're not saved, get saved. If you're not already saved, get saved. If you're already saved, stay saved. Be faithful to God. So many people are saved, but they're no longer faithful to God. They fooling around and playing games, claiming Jesus as their personal Savior, but they're not living nothing. But it's time now, if you want to have a good year this year, come on and get on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. If you're not saved, repent of your sins. Get baptized in Jesus' name. Let God fill you with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as they did on the day of Pentecost, as the Spirit of God give utterance. Not as man teach you how to speak, but as the Spirit of God gives you the utterance. You want to be blessed this year? I got an admonition for you. Let's go higher in the Lord.
Let's go higher in the Lord.
Let's go high in the Lord. In this year that's coming up. Hallelujah. As we face this new year, let's get higher in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go deeper in Him. Let's get to know more about Jesus. Jesus asked the question one day, whom do men say that I am? Ah, you got to get higher in order to know who He is. You got to get deeper in Him in order to know who He is. Ah, when Jesus asked that question, there were so many of the disciples that were sitting there, of the 12. And when He asked that question, they came back with a carnal answer, with a worldly answer. They said, some say you're Elijah. Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're this and say you're that. And we find the same thing is happening today. The question is being asked, whom do men say that I am? Ah, some folks are saying everything. The Jehovah Witness people are saying He's nothing but an angel. Ah, the Muslims are saying He's nothing but a prophet. The historians are saying He's just a man that came on the earth, lived and died. But Jesus is still asking today, who do you say that I am? You that are walking with Him. You that are the children of God. Ah, when He asked that question, when you done got deep in the Lord.